EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Audio Description. Element 1, Processes, Video Lecture, What is Easy to Understand? Audio Introduction. I am Pablo Romero Fresco from Universidad de Vigo, Spain, and in this short video lecture, I will give you a quick overview of audio introductions, definition, content, function, style, and how they could be produced in easy to understand language. Audio introductions were originally conceived as introductory notes aimed to provide blind and partially sighted audiences with relevant information about the opera or theater performance they were about to attend. In the European project ATLAB Pro, they are defined as a continuous piece of prose, providing factual and visual information about an audiovisual product, such as a film or theatre performance, that serves as a framework for blind and visually impaired patrons to better understand and appreciate a given source text. Audio introductions can be used in combination with an audio description or as standalone pieces. They can be recorded and made available beforehand, for instance, via a website, or they can be delivered live, as is often the case in the theatre. The recorded audio introduction can feature a single voice, or it can include a combination of voices and sound bites. Audio introductions often include information that is relevant for the users and that, due to time and space constraints, cannot be included in the audio description, if there is an audio description. Audio introductions for live events often include musical extracts or interviews with members of the cast, and they provide relevant information from the printed program, including running time, cast and production credits, as well as detailed descriptions of the set, costumes, and the characters. They may also describe the director's input in terms of the nature of a production, for example, whether it's naturalistic or maybe stylized, and whether scene changes are marked by a lowered curtain or they flow seamlessly from one to the next. Now, much of this applies to audio introductions for film, which, as per what was written by Freire and Romero, they must engage the listener's attention, whet their appetite, and most importantly, they must enable them to appreciate the film's inherent cinematic qualities. Audio introductions can have at least 5 different functions, according to Remail and Revier. The first one is the informative function, whereby audio introductions provide the audience with information about the production obtained from the website or the program booklet. Here's an example from the audio introduction produced by Luis Freire for the documentary Man on Wire.
Welcome to this audio introduction to the Oscar-winning documentary Man on Wire, directed by James Marsh in 2008. The film is based on the novel To Reach the Clouds by French high wire artist Philippe Petit, intercutting reminiscences by Petit and his accomplices with reconstructions of the events leading up to their dramatic feat. On the 7th of August 1974, they strung a cable between the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York. Poised on the cable, some 1,350 feet above the ground, Philippe walked from one tower to the other without safety net or harness before turning himself in to the police. The stunt was dubbed the artistic crime of the century.
Audio introductions also have a foreshadowing function, with the description of visual information that could not be included in the audio description and that anticipates aspects of the production, such as the look of the film or the set, the lighting, the physical characteristics and costumes of the characters. This is another example from the audio introduction to Man on Wire.
Present-day interviews with Philippe and his friends are filmed in colour, the presentation slick and stylish, talking heads brightly lit, framed against plain backgrounds in interior locations. By contrast, the earliest footage of their younger selves, played by actors who bear a strong resemblance to them, is shot in black and white.
Audio introductions can also fulfill an explanatory function, highlighting aspects that may be too difficult to grasp without full access to the visuals. Here's an example from the audio introduction produced by Louis Fryer for the film Slumdog Millionaire.
For the flashbacks to Jamal's early childhood, the dialogue has English subtitles. For the more recent past, present and future, the dialogue is in English.
These explanations often end up fulfilling an expressive function that highlights the effect of a particular device. Another example from the audio introduction produced by Louis Fryer for Slumdog Millionaire.
The cinematic style reflects modern films like City of God and contemporary Indian cinema. The style emphasises India as a disorientating, vibrant place, awash with colour and contradiction.
Finally, as shown in a recent study by Vocal Eyes, audio introductions can also have an instructive function, with information regarding how to get to the venue, how to use the headphones for transmitting the audio description, etc. Regarding style and language, the following words by Fryer sum up what may be expected of audio introductions. The language of audio introductions must be clear and accurate to provide the necessary factual and visual information about the film. They should be vivid and memorable to engage the listener's attention and whet their appetite, and insightful to help blind and partially sighted people appreciate the film's inherent cinematic qualities. The normally vivid language of audio introductions can be adapted to easy-to-understand language so that the content can be more comprehensible, especially for some users. If we have a look at the audio introduction excerpt from Man & Wire created by Louis Fryer, we can observe that the long paragraph is in fact made of 112 words and only 4 sentences.
Welcome to this audio introduction to the Oscar-winning documentary Man on Wire, directed by James Marsh in 2008. The film is based on the novel To Reach the Clouds by French high wire artist Philippe Petit, intercutting reminiscences by Petit and his accomplices with reconstructions of the events leading up to their dramatic feat.
Breaking this long text into short, digestible sentences should therefore be a first step to take. We can see how to proceed focusing on the first sentence, which can easily be broken down into 8 shorter sentences. Welcome. This is an audio introduction. This audio introduction will give you important information on the documentary you're about to watch. A documentary is a video that talks about reality and teaches you new things. This documentary is entitled Man on Wire. This documentary is excellent. For this reason, it received an important award, the Oscar Award. This documentary was directed by James Marsh in 2008. The simplification process results in a larger number of words caused by the frequent repetition of the same word, for example, documentary, and by the explanation of notions that are taken for granted in the original audio introduction. For example, the very notion of audio introduction, the meaning of documentary, and also of Oscar awards. Some work on terminology might also be needed. Words such as dramatized, footage, interspliced, fringed, gauche, jowly, taken randomly from the audio introduction to Man on Wire, may need a simpler core vocabulary counterpart in the easy-to-understand translation. Some of these works might be discarded to lighten the information load. Compound adjectives such as well-defined, light-hearted, or charcoal grey should be unpacked too. More information about how audio introductions can be adapted to easy-to-understand formats is provided in the video sample produced by Elsa Perego in this unit. This video lecture has been prepared by Pablo Romero Fresco from Universidad de Vigo. You can reach me at promero@uvigo.es.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.